An alternative to high-performance hard disk drives, Intel solid-state drives can boost your client and data center systems to the next level in storage performance, reliability, and responsiveness. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Dane Nelson from Intel. He is a field application engineer covering Intel SSDs. He's out there helping U.S. channel and embedded customers really get all the advantages they can from Intel SSDs. Here today with us to explain why you might want to consider upgrading to solid-state drives. And Dane, appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Thank you, James. I really look forward to it.
Let's get right to it. Why should customers, those that are listening, really look at using solid-state drives in their client, their server, and in their data center systems?
Yeah, that's always a great question. And so let me break that down to those different market segments, because there are slightly different reasons for each one. You know, definitely we see a lot of uptake in SSDs across the board, but for different reasons. So, you know, in the client space, one of the biggest reasons that we have been selling into that space has been mainly around the power savings, or their amazing performance, as well as the significantly reduced failure rate. So just as a data point, you know, road warriors are really hard on their hard drives and on their laptops. And Intel IT, when they switched all of their field sales guys over from hard drives to SSDs, they saw a 10x improvement in the failure rates just in that single test. And the nice thing there is that the sales guys also got the benefit of the better battery life as well as the much improved performance at the same time. So they were able to get a bunch of savings, and at the end of the day, they actually saved money in switching to Intel SSDs over hard drives. If you look, though, at the server space, it's a little bit different. You know, the main thing there is that people are using it either as a really highly reliable boot OS drive on that server, which has been great. We see a lot of folks using our smaller SSDs for that. And then we see a bunch of other folks using our SSDs to replace high-performance hard drives. So where you have a 10K RPM or 15K RPM SAS drives, and especially if you're short-stroking those to get the highest performance possible under random workloads, SSDs are just a no-brainer. They're usually 100 times faster in those kind of applications. So where you need performance or reliability inside of a server, definitely SSDs work great there. And then in the data centers, there's really been an explosion on SSDs in the data centers. And those are for the same server-spaced comments I made above there before. But also, they're just seeing a lot of use for bulk storage application. So in that regard, you have just crazy performance to access all of your data across wherever it is in that data center, being able to get the data just as fast as you can. But one of the key ones there is that you're able to get that acceleration on your application. And so a lot of the data center guys are trying to sell performance and some kind of service level agreement to their end customers. And so using SSDs helps them get there. They're able to provide really, really consistent and fast performance by using SSDs instead of using a whole bunch of hard drives trying to get that same level of performance.
Any example, Dane, you can give me kind of quantifying, especially there in the data center, some of the performance enhancements that maybe some of your customers have been able to use to convince others in the org that, hey, that this is definitely the right move, a move from regular hard disk drives to SSDs.
Yeah, so we have one guy who does a cloud edge acceleration. So they do this WAN optimization box that sits on the edge of the data center and helps do the WAN optimization for sending the packets around from the different data centers. And they were able to see such a big improvement in using solid-state drives for that application processing over just traditional hard drives that they moved most of their stack to Intel SSDs completely. Even though that was a higher upfront cost, the acceleration and performance that they saw was so compelling that it really, top to bottom, they went to Intel SSDs.
All right, good example there. Let me ask you a real quick one on the client side. Any insights there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd mentioned, you know, on the Intel side, we have a bunch of proof points around that. Our Intel IT organization puts out white papers on things that they've found in their study of different parts of their infrastructure, and so they did one around the SSDs. But we're seeing just more and more IT guys out there in the industry move in that direction, mainly because of that lower failure rate. So if you look at your total cost of ownership, to have somebody down for a day or two to try to replace and replicate a failed hard drive, that's a big expense. And so much bigger to do that than to have a more highly reliable and faster and more power efficient solid-state drive to begin with. And so we think that the two main places where we're going to see almost 100% adoption of SSDs, one will be in those high-performance data center applications. The second one will be in the laptop IT market for those big Fortune 2000 companies, just makes total sense financially to go to SSDs.
Well, let's continue to look at those two kind of subgroups here. Let's talk about the ease to upgrade to an SSD. Let's start with upgrading those notebooks.
On the notebook side, you know, one of the great things about SSDs is they're still SATA. So it's if you have an existing SATA infrastructure and you have a hard drive there and you want to replace it with a solid-state drive, there's really no compatibility problems you have to go worry about. And Intel spends a lot of time in their development and validation and qualification of the SSDs to make sure you don't have any kind of issues when you go ahead and plug in our Intel SSDs into any kind of existing socket. But on the upgrade side, what's something that we do include with both of our retail and reseller SSD packages is data migration software and the cables necessary to go and do that SSD update or upgrade to your existing system. So we try to make it as seamless and easy as possible to be able to just copy your data over and then get that upgrade real quick and get it out the door. So that's one of the main benefits for buying one of those packs is that it has all of that data migration kit included, make it really easy.
And let's move to the data center, upgrading those servers. Again, how easy? What's different than the example just given for the notebooks?
Yeah, so in the server side, they usually don't end up using the data migration software just because they're not replacing an existing hard drive with a solid-state drive. In those environments, they usually have some kind of a RAID or HBA arrangement with a certain image that they put onto those drives. And so the nice thing there is the more the compatibility side. So we do a ton of testing with different RAID cards and HBA cards and different enterprise systems. We have over 300 systems that we test against and 5,000 unique tests to make sure that there's no compatibility issues. So people can just take SSDs and from almost any manufacturer that has a SATA slot that they can plug them into. And they plug them in and they work from day one. And so transferring from a hard drive world to an SSD world, you can use the exact same systems and just get that instantaneous upgrade benefit by plugging in the SSD and running with those.
Something an IT department likes to hear. Before I let you go, Dane, what have you heard back from customers that they've said, hey, these are the specific advantages we feel we're now getting because of Intel SSDs in our environment?
Yeah, that's a great question because there are multiple SSD vendors out there. And so for sure, we spend a lot of time making sure that people get the most that they can out of the Intel SSDs, and they really get a big benefit there. So the two main benefits that I've seen in my experience over the last 5 years with customers, number one is because all of that testing and validation that Intel does, we have some of the low, if not the lowest failure rates in the industry. So our target is for those folks who are tracking their annual failure rates for hard drives, our target is less than 0.73% annual failure rate on our SSDs. And we're well exceeding that. It's much, much lower than that. So we have a very, very reliable SSD, which is great. The second thing that a lot of folks are, it's really starting to resonate with them now, is as they're looking at that really fast performance, something else that they can go sell in the data center is really consistent performance. And so that's another thing that the Intel SSDs have focused on over the last couple of years is how do I get the most consistent IOs per second instead of just this really wildly variable, maybe very fast, but variable performance, which doesn't let you guarantee some kind of service level back to your end customer. So we're seeing those are the main two points that really have been resonating lately with my customers.
All right, Dane. Well, hey, I appreciate you sharing their insights. I'm going to give folks some contact information in just a moment. But before that, the big send-off, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And for you listeners, if you are interested in learning more about Intel solid-state drives or services that are available to support your IT projects, then contact your account manager today. Learn more at govconnection.com or you can call 1-800-800-0019 to get more information. You can also email us connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.